Wait a minute, something's missing. I'm doing the signing, you're doing the voicing this time. Hey, doesn't do it in class either. Oh well. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, one day, a young boy approached his father and proudly said, "I know what the Bible means." And his father just smiled and replied, "Oh, what do you mean? You know what the Bible means?" "Oh, I know what it means," replied the boy. "Okay," said his father, "well, what does the Bible mean?" "Oh, that's easy, Daddy. The Bible means basic information before leaving Earth." I think that's rather good information to know, especially maybe for a theological interview. Yeah, our gospel lesson for today gives us some very good information. Good information to know about our Lord and about before our Lord left this earth. It is a portion of what has come to be known as our Lord's farewell discourse to his disciples. Now, truly one of the most remarkable segments of the New Testament, taking place right after Judas has gotten up and left in order to betray Jesus, and just prior to Jesus' arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. Knowing that his life on earth is quickly coming to an end, Jesus seizes the opportunity to prepare the faithful disciples for what is about to take place. Just think of the compassion that Jesus demonstrates for his disciples then and for us today, as he faces that horrible death on the cross. You know, we can hear and we can see that compassion at the beginning of our lesson, where Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." You know, Jesus has promised that we would not be left alone to try to understand his life, his death, his resurrection, his ascension. And that promise has been fulfilled. See, on that first day of Pentecost, God had poured out his Holy Spirit upon the disciples, not only to give them the courage to proclaim what they had witnessed at Jesus' cross and tomb, but he also gave them the ability to understand what his death and resurrection meant for their redemption. You know, through the power of God, his Holy Spirit worked in the lives of those first disciples. And his Helper, his Holy Spirit, is still at work today in and through the life of the church. Jesus' words of promise continues to be relevant for our daily life and our redemption. Bringing his presence among us through his living word and sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, providing us with faith, with hope, and the knowledge of complete forgiveness of sins and life everlasting. You know, Paul's words to the Romans could not be more articulate as he writes, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father, we too might walk in newness of life." You know, that newness of life is also the gift of Jesus' very own body and blood that he gives to us as he says, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." You know, several years ago, I came upon an article in the New York Times that I thought was worth clipping out and keeping. The days before scanning and saving it in the computer, I still have, you know, the manila files. Well, some of you might know that, but anyway, I came across this article, and it was rather interesting. It was entitled, "What Every Person Should Know About War." Now, in that article, the author asked a rather interesting question. Has the world ever been at peace? Well, Chris Hedges, the author of this article, he states that of the past 3,400 years, humans have been entirely at peace for 268 of them, or just 8% of recorded history. Yeah, you talk about relishing a moment. You know, he also stated that during that time there have been roughly 8,000 peace treaties made, of which all have been broken in one way or another. And more than 14,000 wars have taken place, with an estimated death toll of 3.6 billion people. In short, we humans are just not good at making or keeping peace in the world. Well, we're not so good at making personal peace either. You know, the Dr. Phils and the Ann Landers of our world today, they tell us all the time that we humans are afraid of something, whether it's losing our health, our jobs, family, or just afraid of upsetting our neighbors, alienating a friend, or committing a social awkward act. Well, the peace that Jesus speaks about in our text, and that which he does give us, is neither world nor personal peace, although it can help us survive them. The peace which Jesus gives is the knowledge of his love for us, even in the midst of the world and a family full of sorrow and hurt. His peace is factual, and his will never abandon us, no matter what might confront us. Again, Paul aptly writes, "What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? No, No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. If you loved me, Jesus says in our text, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. Jesus tells us to rejoice and be glad that he will be returning to his heavenly Father. For through our baptism and faith in Jesus' death and resurrection, that is also where he promises us that we will be when these earthly bodies die. And isn't that the goal of our Christian faith? To be with our crucified, risen, and ascended Lord? Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.